Okay, part four. Hopefully, I think this will be the last one. So all of those skills that I learnt at school and developed at college then stuck for me for when I was at uni. And I don't know. I'm not going to say I found uni easy. But again, there was the similar idea as college in terms of there was a student support base that if we ever did need to talk to someone, particularly regarding things like exams and stuff like that, if we needed to have any diagrams turned into tactile representations or whatever, they were there and we could talk to them about that. But basically, they left you to get on with it. If you needed help, they were there. If you didn't, they let you get on with it. And I was very much a person that just got on with it. To be honest, that's my motto for life. You get on with it. Whatever life throws at you, you do make the best of it. Oh, gosh, don't I sound like a motivational speaker? But, yeah, for me, definitely mainstreaming was the way. I'm slightly surprised that so many people seem to have bad stories of mainstreaming, because I don't know. Learning to integrate into a sighted world, and this goes back to the bio I did about photos. We live in a sighted world. And learning to integrate right from a very early age, as long as you have the support, and that's the actual bit that's key. If you have the support and you can integrate well, it sets you up for a job. So now, you know, I work in a company that has 2,000 employees in the UK, and I don't know of any other blind people in the organisation. I certainly don't work with any blind people. The sort of stuff I do, I have to be constantly adapting in terms of, okay, I've got this new thing that I have to do. What is the easiest way for me to do it? For instance, part of my job is drawing diagrams. I'm a blind person. How the hell do you draw diagrams? Goes back to my statement. You get on with it. You find ways. You adapt. You learn methods, and you make the best of the technology that you have. And when that technology doesn't always work, then you come up with another method. I don't know. I think it's that imposed independence which secondary school taught me, set me up, and gives me the ability and the adaptability to do the job that I now do. So, like I say, if a blind school is right for a particular person, that's fine. But for me, mainstream definitely was the way to go. Right, I think that is enough, boo.